This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
She's 16 and only in grade 10, but she's already shown she's quite a leader. Ava Gray Eyes is an actor, and in grade 9, she was already on the big screen. She has a supporting role in the movie Indian Horse, currently a movie in theaters now. This summer, she's doing something different than most youth her age. She's spending the summer at an award-winning enrichment and entrepreneurship program called CHAD, something she hopes more Indigenous students will do just like her. Eva, welcome to Nation Talk.
Hi, thank you so much.
Could you tell us how you found out about CHAD and what's your reaction when you heard about the program?
Yeah, I first heard about CHAD through my school. It was a poster in the hallway, and I had been looking for enrichment opportunities over the summer, and I remember seeing the poster and being interested in it. So a CHAD alumni came and spoke to the interested students at my school, and during his presentation, I just remember thinking, like, oh my God, I have to apply. It's one of the best opportunities that I could have.
Yes, it sounds really interesting. Could you tell us a little bit why you're so excited to go to the program?
Yeah, I've always been a really devoted student. I've always been really curious, and I really love to learn. And when I heard about the opportunity to go away to a university campus and experience a month of learning, it just was the most exciting idea to me. And because I really try to actively find enrichment opportunities outside of school, CHAD just seemed like the perfect fit for me.
Ava, could you tell us a little bit more about the program, kind of an overview for our audience?
Yes, of course. So basically, it takes place at one of the universities across Canada. There's a bunch that are participating. And for the month of July, you go to your university. For me, it's going to be the University of New Brunswick. And when you're there, you get to participate in lectures and workshops and labs, and you get to speak with industry leaders, and you're living on the campus, and you also get to do recreational activities surrounding your campus. And I think that's something really cool, because your experience at CHAD could be totally different depending on where you go. So you could go to CHAD in Saskatchewan, or you could go to CHAD in Nova Scotia or Quebec, and it would be totally different because of, you know, where you are in Canada and what activities you can do. And so it's this one-month enrichment program. And something that's also unique to CHAD is the opportunity to do a project with a group that you are assigned. And it's like a design engineering project where you learn about an issue in Canada and you create a product or service to help, and you design your product with your group. And it's really cool because this entire program, it's based off of science and technology and engineering and math and also arts. And so not only do you get that, but then you also get the entrepreneurial side of things by making your own business pitch.
Wow, sounds like quite the program. Now, some might be surprised. They know you as an actor in Indian Horse. How are you hoping you will grow through the CHAD program?
I think through CHAD, my goal is just to step outside my comfort zone and meet people with different passions from me and really develop as a student, because I know at CHAD I'm just going to be surrounded by like-minded people, and I think that's one of the best parts about it. And I get to be with people that are curious and creative and passionate about what they love, and, you know, they're ready to try to make the world a better place. And I think being with them, it definitely allows you to explore more about yourself and what you like, and, you know, kind of decide what you want to do, because obviously the program allows a lot of opportunities to look into possible jobs in science and really just the entire STEM field.
Very cool. What will you share about the experience and story when you go to SHAD? Now I'm talking a little bit about the movie. I've seen it. It's tremendous. It's a tremendous story. It had to be said. Speaks to a lot of Indigenous people, but everyone should see it. What kind of reactions have you had to the movie?
I've really had so many reactions. I know people are so profoundly moved by the film. People are shocked. People are like horrified as well, because it really is a heavy film. It's hard to watch, and yes. I've had, you know, so many people say, you know, we were amazing, we were so emotional, and I'm just so happy to hear that, because it was really important for me to be in a film like this and to, you know, portray my character as best I could.
What kind of reactions do you get from, other Indigenous and even non-Indigenous?
I've actually had a couple people from, a couple Indigenous kids probably around my age from across Canada that messaged me on Instagram, and they say, hey, I just wanted to let you know you were amazing in the film. And I've tried to respond to every Indigenous kid that sends me a message, because I actually got one message, and it was from a girl, and she said she also, you know, wanted to be an actress. And for me, that's important, because I want everybody else to know that, like, every other Indigenous kid to know that they can do it. Like, they can go and, you know, be in a film, because representation is so important. Being able to see yourself, like, reflected on the screen, that's massively important. And so to have those reactions, to have people say, like, you're amazing in this film, like, you should continue acting, and, like, I want to be like you, that means so much to me.
Yes, we need much more of that. Why are you doing this for SHAD? What are you hoping to tell other Indigenous people?
Really, I just hope Indigenous kids across Canada know that there are so many amazing opportunities that offer financial support, because SHAD can offer financial support to Indigenous students that apply and make it into the program. And it's really, I believe it's so important for programs across Canada to do that, because obviously there aren't a lot of opportunities, and I'm so grateful that, you know, I'm living in Toronto and I do get those opportunities. But for kids on reserves across Canada, where, you know, education, there's a gap in education, you know, they need to know that, like, if they can make it into this program, like, there's financial aid there to help them. And it's, education is so important, because it's like these kids, they're going to grow up and be the future. So if you need the future to be good, you have to start with giving the kids the education that they need. And just for everyone across Canada, you know, it's empowering to make it into these programs, and, you know, to be able to feel that you can make a change in your community. So programs like SHAD really are so important.
I completely agree. Are you going to come back and speak to us after the summer and let us know how the program goes?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, perfect. Well, it's Ava Gray Eyes. Any last words? Any parting thoughts?
I guess I just wanted to say the film is so important to me, because it was probably one of the greatest experiences that I've ever had. And for me, it wasn't just a film. It was reconnecting with my culture and my family history. It was telling an important story, and it was telling it without holding back. The film was brutally honest in the depiction of the residential schools, and it was representation for Indigenous actors across Canada. So really, for me to be part of that film, that's why it's so important to me. And really, it was it was the greatest experience that I could have had. And I really feel that that experience helped me get into SHAD. It really, working professionally as an actor, it really helped my maturity and my confidence. And really, it just inspired me to seek, you know, opportunities that seem sometimes difficult to achieve. But that's why, you know, I applied to SHAD. I wanted to challenge myself, and I really feel like being in the film really helps my personal development, and I know SHAD is going to continue that as well.
Ava, where would people hear more about the SHAD program, and where can they get more info?
You can go to their website, and they have tons of information about the program and about the entire network.
That can be found at https www.shad.ca/indigenous-students.htm. Thank you.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.